Hello guys and welcome to this episode. Okay, today is Thursday and tomorrow is Friday, and now we're gonna read an article about public speaking from Brian Tracy, briantracy.com. And yeah, so let's get started. Get others to take action. Why and how to write a persuasive speech. Okay. I opened OneNote to, as always, write the keynotes. And yeah. Okay, let's get the show on the road. Get others to take action. And why and how to write a persuasive speech. Has someone ever persuaded you to do something? Maybe a commercial on TV convinced you that you had to have this certain type of shampoo. Perhaps a guidance counselor talked you into pursuing a certain degree path in college. Or maybe you heard the speech that persuaded you to shift your viewpoint on an important subject. We all have had moments where we have been persuaded to do something. But what would it look like if you flipped the script? Imagine yourself in front of an audience. They're hanging on your every word as you speak confidently and passionately about a key topic. And by the time your speech is over, the majority of the audience has been persuaded to adopt your point of view. Persuasive speaking is powerful. It gives you a way to achieve greater personal power and faster success, but only if you know how to do it correctly. If you have ever wondered how to write persuasive speeches that will actually make people come over to your point of view, this blog post will walk you through the steps needed to create and deliver a powerful persuasive speech. Okay, let's read again this paragraph. Okay. Has someone ever persuaded you to do something? Maybe a commercial on TV. Commercial means advertisement, yeah? Yeah, something like advertisement. Maybe a commercial on TV convinced you that you had to have this certain type of shampoo. Shampoo, let's check the pronunciation.
Shampoo.
Shampoo. Shampoo.
Shampoo.
Shampoo. Okay. Okay. Perhaps, my goodness, I forgot to bring my water. Let me, guys, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. I brought for myself water so that I can record powerfully. Okay. Perhaps a guidance counselor. Counselor means advisor, yeah? Counselor. Yeah, counselor.
Counselor.
Perhaps a guidance counselor talked you into, talk into means to persuade, okay? Talk into or convince. This is an idiom, talk into. Talk someone into something. Perhaps a guidance counselor talked you into pursuing a certain degree path in college. Purse, okay. Purse means follow, yeah? Yeah. Or maybe you heard the speech that persuaded you to shift your viewpoint on an important subject. Let me fix my microphone. Okay. We all have had moments where we have been persuaded to do something. But what would it look like if you flip the script? Philip. Philip means... Flip the script. Let me check this in Google Translate. Okay. Flip the script. Imagine yourself in front of an audience. They're hanging on your every word as you speak confidently and passionately about a key topic. They're hanging on. Hang on. Hang on. What does it mean? Hang on. I don't know. Hang on. Okay. It's not important. And by the time your speech is over, the majority means many, okay? The majority of the audience has been persuaded to adopt your view, excuse me, your point of view. Persuasive speaking is powerful. It gives you a way to achieve greater personal power and faster success, but only if you know how to do it correctly. Guys, let me check something. I want to check a word. What was that? Yeah, multitude. Yeah, I told you. Where is it? I told you what? Majority. Yeah, I told you majority. I remembered the word I learned a few days ago. And yeah, multitude. Okay. Persuasive speaking is powerful. It gives you a way to achieve greater personal power and faster success, but only if you know how to do it correctly. If you've ever wondered how to write persuasive speeches that will actually make people come over to your point of view, this blog post will walk you through the steps needed to create and deliver a powerful persuasive speech. Okay. The power of persuasive speaking. Persuasive speaking has a variety of applications. Persuasive speech is used in the workplace to help you accomplish a goal or prove your point. It is used in your personal life with family or your kids. You might make a persuasive speech before dinner if you're trying to convince your partner to go to the restaurant you're craving. And it's used in relationships to help you see eye to eye with another person. Chances are you're probably already doing a lot of persuasive speaking in your everyday life. Okay. Even if you don't realize it. And honing your persuasive speaking skills can go a long way in helping you be successful. If you can persuade and influence people, you will be able to achieve greater personal power. You'll become more successful at a faster rate. And you will be an important person in your community. Okay. The power of persuasive speaking. Persuasive speaking has a variety of applications. What does it mean? Application mean? Yeah, usage. Or request. Yeah, usage. Persuasive speaking has a variety. Variety means majority, okay? Has a majority of, okay? Or majority, no. I don't know. Multitude of, okay? Multitude of applications, yeah. Has a variety of applications. Persuasive speech is used in the workplace to help you accomplish. Accomplish means to achieve, okay? To help you accomplish a goal or prove your point. It is used in your personal life with family or kids. You might make a persuasive speech before dinner if you're trying to convince your partner to go to the restaurant you're craving. Crave means long, craving or desire, crave. Yeah, crave, yeah, desire. And it is used in relationships to help you see eye to eye with another person. Let me copy this and paste it in Google Translate and see the Persian meaning of it. This, yeah. Okay. Chances are you're probably already doing a lot of persuasive speaking in your everyday life, even if you don't realize it. And honing means to make something sharp, okay? Or I don't know. Veil, W-A-I-L, veil, or yeah, with stone, sharpen something, okay, or veil. Okay, we said to this veil or honing. Let's see the pronunciation.
Hone.
And honing your persuasive speaking skills can go a long way in helping you be successful. Okay, guys, let me write this word in one note. Hone means what? Veil and sharpen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can persuade and influence people, you will be able to achieve greater personal power. You'll become more successful at a faster rate, and you will be an important person in your community. Okay, how to write a persuasive speech in 7 steps. Sometimes persuasive speaking is used in your everyday life and the natural interactions you have throughout the day. Other times, you may need to give a more formal persuasive speech. In these cases, you might feel at a loss when it comes to how to write a persuasive speech. As you begin working on your persuasive speech outline and the speech itself, think about what you want to persuade others to do and why you want them to do this. Think about what you want to persuade others to do and why you want. What you want, why you want them to do this. This is the best place to start. Don't try to cram your why in later. Cram. Okay, cramming means fail, to fail. Don't try to cram your why in later. Your speech should naturally grow out of your end goal. You can also work on your presentation skills, helping you come across more confidently. Practice using visual aids to help get your message across. Get across means to teach someone and they realize it. Okay, get across. This is an idea. Remember to speak slowly and to keep a glass of water nearby in case your throat dries up. You should also tailor your presentation. Tailor your presentation to your target audience. Being personable and relatable. Yeah, relatable. Yeah, relatable to keep them engaged. Finally, using an outline as you craft your talk, as you craft your talk is a great way to stay organized. If you are going to persuade someone to do something, you need to sound like you know what you're talking about. Writing your speech based on an outline will help you follow a logical sequence of thoughts and arrive at an impactful conclusion. After you graph your persuasive speech outline, follow these other persuasive speech tips to start getting your audience to see your side. Okay, how to write a persuasive speech in 7 steps. Let's read this paragraph again. Okay, let me drink a little water. Thanks, God. Okay. Sometimes persuasive speaking is used in your everyday life and the natural interactions you have throughout the day. Other times, you may need to give a more formal persuasive speech. In these cases, you might feel at a loss when it comes to how to write a persuasive speech. You might feel at a loss. What does that mean? You might feel at a loss. My goodness, my internet connection is weak. Okay. When it comes to how to write a persuasive speech, as you begin working on your persuasive speech outline and the speech itself, think about what you want to persuade others to do and why you want them to do this. This is the best place to start. Don't try to cram your why in later. Your speech should naturally grow out of your end goal. Okay, I copied this paragraph and I pasted it here in OneNote. Speech outline. Great. As you begin working on your persuasive speech outline and the speech itself, think about what you want. Let me make it italic, yeah. Think about what you want to persuade others to do and why you want, yeah, to do this. You can also work on your presentation skills, helping you come across more confidently. Practice using visual aids to help get your message across. Remember to speak slowly and to keep a glass of water nearby in case your throat dries up. You should also tailor your presentation to your target audience, being personable and relatable to keep them engaged. Finally, using an outline means a general point, okay? Okay. Finally, using an outline as you craft your talk is a great way to stay organized. If you are going to persuade someone to do something, you need to sound like you know what you're talking about. Writing your speech based on an outline will help you follow a logical sequence of thoughts and arrive at an impactful conclusion. Impactful. After you graft means combine, combine or add, something like that. After you graft your persuasive speech outline, follow these other persuasive speech tips to start getting your audience to see your side. Number 1, Identify the motivation. The key to become a master of persuasive, the key to becoming a master of persuasion, motivation. If you want to persuade someone to do something, or even to simply believe what you are saying, you need to find out what would motivate them to take that action or adopt that belief. Every human action is motivated by something. If you want to persuade someone to do something, or even to simply believe what you are saying, you need to find out what would motivate them to take that action or adopt that belief. What would motivate them? I don't get it. Every human action is motivated by something. Your job is to find out what motivates other people and then to provide that motivation. People have two major motivations: the desire for gain and the fear of loss. My goodness sake! People have two major motivations. Major means general, okay? Yeah, general or great. Have two big motivations: the desire for gain and the fear of loss. The desire for gain motivates people to want more of the things they value in life. They want more money, more success, more health, more influence, more respect, more love, and more happiness. The fear of loss is often even stronger than the desire for gain, as people are afraid of change, risk, and uncertainty. My goodness sake, this is great. This article is great. Uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
Yeah. You can take these underlying motivations and define them more specifically for your target audience. For example, maybe you're trying to convince someone to sign up for your diet program. To accomplish this goal, you need to think about their motivations. Why does your target audience want to go on a diet? Do they want to feel healthier, lose weight, or build muscle? If you are speaking to an audience of moms, talk about how your diet would give them more energy to play with their active kids. For an audience of athletes, you might focus on the results they'll see on the field or on the court by following your diet. If your goal is to write a successful persuasive speech, make sure you know your target audience well enough to identify their motivations. Then use those motivations as much as possible in your speech, thinking about what your audience wants and telling them how you can help them get it. Great. Number one is identify the motivation. Okay. I copied this. Yeah. How to write a persuasive speech in 7 steps. The first step is identifying the motivation. The key to becoming a master of persuasion, motivation. If you want to persuade someone to do something, or even to simply believe what you are saying, you need to find out what would motivate them to take that action or adopt that belief. Every human action is motivated by something. Every human action is motivated by something. Your job is to find out what motivates other people and then to provide that motivation. People have two major motivations: the desire for gain and the fear of loss. The desire for gain motivates people to want more of the things they value in life. They want more money, more success, more health, more influence, more respect, more love, more happiness. The fear of loss is often even stronger than the desire for gain, as people are afraid of change, risk, or uncertainty. Okay, I copied these two paragraphs and I paste them here. Okay. Identify the motivations. People have two major motivations, the desire for gain and the fear of loss. The desire for gain motivates people to want more of the things they value in life. Let me copy this and paste it in Google Translate, desire for gain. My internet connection is weak. Okay, I cut this. They want more money, okay, and also this. Okay. The fear of loss is often even stronger than the desire for gain, as people are afraid of change, risk, and uncertainty. Okay. You can take this underlying. Underlying means, how can I say it? Underlying, my goodness sake. What is it? Underlying means, let me see in Google Translate, underlying. Fundamental. Yeah. You can take these underlying motivations and define them more specifically for your target audience. For example, maybe you're trying to convince someone to sign up for your diet program. In this paragraph, Brian gives an example of how to discover your audience and make motivation for them. Okay. For example, maybe you're trying to convince someone to sign up for your diet program. To accomplish this goal, you need to think about their motivations. Why does your target audience want to go on a diet? Do they want to feel healthier, lose weight, or build muscle? If you're speaking to an audience of moms, talk about how your diet would give them more energy to play with their active kids. For an audience of athletes, you might focus on the results they'll see on the field or the court by following your diet. If your goal is to write a successful persuasive speech, make sure you know your target audience well enough to identify their motivations. Okay. I copied this and pasted here. Make sure you know your target audience well enough to identify their motivations. Then use those motivations as much as possible in your speech, thinking about what your audience wants and telling them how you can help them get it. Okay, let me tell you the summary of the first first step. The first step is identify the motivation. You know, in this step, Brian says, in general, people have two major motivations. Number one, the desire for gain, and number two, the fear of loss. Okay, he says when you want to persuade someone to do something, for example, you want your audience to sign up your email, or you want your audience buy one of your courses and something like that, you should persuade them to do this. How? By giving them motivation. How can we give motivation to our audience by discovering the desire, their desire for gain and their fear of loss? Okay, what does it mean? For example, I want my major, I can say, yeah, my topic in speaking is finding life purpose. Okay, to be in a dream job, okay, something like that. In this case, I should convince people to, for example, listen to my seminar or webinar or buy my courses, okay? I should use the motivation. I should, for example, tell them, if you listen to me or if you buy my courses, you can, for example, you can become successful guy, I don't know, you can make many money, or maybe you can make a bundle or make a fortune or make a bundle are idioms, and they mean make a lot of money, okay? And of course I don't want to tell lie to them, but this is true that we should give motivation to our audience. Yeah, and also I should tell my audience the fear of loss, the fear of not listening or buying my courses about finding life purpose and something like that. Okay, so the summary of the first step is to discover your audience's motivations. Okay, what are the motivations, your motivations of your audience? Okay, yeah, this is the summary of first step. The next step is number two, establish credibility. Credibility means validity. Yeah,
credibility.
Okay, if you want to persuade somebody to do something, you need to convince them that you know what you're talking about and that you won't lead them astray. Okay, astray means bewildered, okay, or wandered, or devious. Astray, let me copy this and paste it here. Astray, what does it mean? Astray means wandered. Yeah, wandered and stray. Astray. Wandered, devious, yeah. If you want to persuade somebody to do something, you need to convince them that you know what you're talking about and that you won't lead them astray. Demonstrate to your audience that you have their best interests at heart, and show them your knowledge and evidence to prove your point. What? Let me see in Google Translate. Okay. One way to establish credibility is to explain your education, your experience, or anything else that proves why you're qualified to hold your viewpoint. Talk about your personal experience or any relevant research you've done. My goodness, these are so important tips. One way to establish credibility, let me copy this. This is so important. So, okay, establish credibility. One way to establish credibility is to explain your education, your experience, or anything else that proves why you're qualified to hold your viewpoint. talk about your personal experience or any relevant research you've done. You should also work on establishing common ground with your audience. Show them that you can identify and relate with them. Relate. At the end of the day, you and your audience want the same thing. What? You should also work on establishing common ground with your audience. Show them that you can identify and relate with them. I didn't get it. Let's see in Google Translate. Yeah. Thank goodness for Google Translate. Yeah. Okay. Let me copy the previous paragraph. Okay. Yeah. Finally, speaking with confidence is another way to help you seem more authoritative. Yeah. Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Authoritative. What? Authoritative. Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Authoritative.
Authoritative. Authoritative. Authoritative. Okay. Means authoritative. Authoritative means valid. Okay. Yeah. Authority means power or validity. People will automatically perceive you as successful and knowledgeable if you speak about your topic with confidence. Sharing these things will help establish your authority. And that will help you persuade others to think or do what you want them to do. Okay. Great. Okay. So, the second step is establishing credibility. Okay? Means creating validity. Okay? To say, I know something. Okay. One way to establish credibility is to explain your education, your experience, or anything else that proves why you're qualified to hold your viewpoint. Talk about your personal experience or any relevant research you've done. You know, Brian says, in this case, we want to persuade our audience to do something. For example, suppose in holding webinar, at the beginning of the webinar, you should convince your audience to follow the webinar, okay? So, you should convince them. How? By establishing credibility. What does it mean? It means you should talk about your education, I don't know, your experience, your studies, and something like that to prove your audience that you know something, that they must trust you, they must follow the webinar. Okay? And yeah, so the second step to persuade audience is to establish credibility. How? By telling you know something, by explaining your education, your experience, or anything else. Okay. And the next point is, finally, speaking remove this. Yeah. Speaking with confidence is another way to help you seem more authoritative. Yeah. You shouldn't talk very slowly and sit very... I don't know how to show this to you because this is episode. If it were a video, I would show you. Anyway, you sit very... small or little in your chair and talking very slowly, guys, I know guys, I know something. Let's talk about something. And you know, your audience will say, get lost, you don't know anything. But anyway, let me drink a little water. Thanks God. But anyway, we should sit very confident and speak with confidence, okay, to show that we know something. You know, we do all of this to show we know something, okay? You should trust me.
Authoritative.
Okay. Great. Next, let's move on. Number three, explain your stance. Stance, what does it mean? Means posture, okay, or situation. The way you sit. Okay, explain your stance. What does it mean? Make your stance extremely clear from the beginning of your speech. Whether you work it into your thesis statement or the opening paragraphs. What? When you're trying to convince people to believe in what you believe, you need to be strong in your stance. Oh, and this also means you need to believe in yourself first. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling to feel self-confident, focus on changing your mindset. Believing in yourself starts with thinking positively and vocalizing positive statements to yourself to build your self-esteem. Each morning in the mirror, look at yourself and confidently say, "I believe in myself." Over time, this will help you feel more and more confident in yourself and in the stance you're going to present on stage. People can sense when a speaker is being fake or doesn't seem authentic. Authentic means valid, okay? Yeah. If you want your audience members to believe in you, let your genuine passion come through. Genuine passion. Genuine means original. Mm-hmm. Let's read very rapidly this paragraph, this step. Explain your stance. Make your stance extremely clear from the beginning of your speech. Whether you work it into your thesis, statement or the opening paragraphs. When you are trying to convince people to believe in what you believe, you need to be strong in your stance. You need to be strong in your stance. And this also means you need to believe in yourself first. Okay, you know, the third step doesn't have anything, okay? Yeah, it just says you should believe in yourself. Yeah. If you're struggling to feel self-confident, focus on changing your mindset. Believing in yourself starts with thinking positively and vocalizing positive statements to yourself to build your self-esteem. Each morning in the mirror, look at yourself and confidently say, "I believe in myself." Over time, this will help you feel more and more confident in yourself and in the stance you're going to present on stage. People can sense when a speaker is being fake. Why does Brian say is being? Is fake. I don't know. When a speaker is fake or doesn't seem authentic. If you want your audience members to believe in you, let your genuine passion come through. Okay, number four. Address objections. objection. What does it mean? Means deficiency. Okay, deficiency. Yeah. One of the biggest things to know and prepare for when writing a persuasive speech is that there will always be objections or reasons why your audience members don't believe you. Mm-hmm. If people are skeptical means dubious, okay? If people are skeptical of what you're trying to share, don't dance around their potential questions your entire speech. The best approach is to go ahead and address these issues. Get ahead of the game and preempt those objections by addressing them before they ever come up. Don't give your audience a chance to start wondering. I got it. State the most common objections you hear and address them head-on, explaining why they're untrue or irrelevant. This frees up your audience to focus on the remainder of your speech. My goodness, this is great. Address objections. I copied this. This is so important. Yeah, I know. One of the biggest things to know and prepare for when writing a persuasive speech is that there will always be objections or reasons why your audience members don't believe you. If people are skeptical of what you're trying to share, don't dance around their potential questions to your entire speech. What? Let me copy this. Don't dance. What? Don't dance their potential questions your entire speech. The best approach is to go ahead and address these issues. Get ahead of the game and preempt. What does it mean?
Preempt.
Okay. Preempt means to be pioneer. Okay, to be pioneer. Preempt. Copy and paste. Preempt means to be pioneer. Yeah, pioneer. Get ahead of the game and preempt those objections by addressing them before they ever come up. Don't give your audience a chance to start wondering. State the most common objections you hear and address them head on. What does it mean? Head on means head on. Explaining why they are untrue or irrelevant. This frees up your audience to focus on the remainder of your speech. Okay, I copied the previous paragraph. Yeah. Get ahead of the game and preempt those objections by addressing them before they ever come up. Don't give your audience a chance to start wondering. You know, in this step four, Brian says, when you want to talk about something, there are always questions that maybe your audience ask you. Okay, for example, I don't know how to tell this. For example, suppose that we're talking about, I don't know, fast reading, okay, or something like that. You know, common, you know, common, common questions that people ask you. For example, about fast reading, we can say, for example, why should we learn fast reading? Or, I don't know, what benefits does it have for me? Okay? For example, when you, I don't know, my goodness, in your career, of course you have, you've held many seminars or webinars or many classes and something like that. And in that situations, people had asked you some questions. And in here, Brian says, when you want to hold seminar or webinar or anything, address those questions, okay? To free up your audience, to focus on the remainder of your speech. Okay, this is number four. Number five, understand the other side. When it comes to any persuasive conversation, there will always be more than one side to address. Don't dismiss, ignore, or speak poorly of something that would be your counter argument. Instead of being combative, embrace the position. This will ensure you don't accidentally hurt your audience's emotions. Will make them feel heard and will help them feel better about trusting and believing in you. Then craft creative points in your favor. Okay, when it comes to any persuasive conversation, there will always be more than one side to address. Don't dismiss, ignore, or speak poorly of something that would be your counter argument. I don't know what does it mean, counter argument. Counter argument. Instead of being combative means someone who fights, okay? A warrior, yeah. Or fighter. Instead of being combative, embrace the opposition. This will ensure you don't accidentally hurt your audience's emotions. Will make them feel heard and will help them feel better about trusting and believing in you. Then craft creative points in your favor. What does it mean? Okay. Begin by addressing any opposing viewpoints. Don't bash the other side. Be respectful, simply stating the facts of what others believe. Next, use words such as although or however or to transition into your counter argument, showing listeners why your side is more correct. In practice, this might sound like, many people think getting a master's degree is essential to achieve success in this field. However, I have successfully scaled my business, although I only have a bachelor's degree. Being empathetic instead of combative will go a long way in winning your audience over to your side. Okay, guys, let me plug in my laptop. Yeah. Okay.
My goodness.
Okay. Great. Understand the other side. When it comes to any persuasive conversation, there will always be more than one side to address. Don't dismiss, ignore, or speak poorly of something that would be your counter-argument. Instead of being combative, embrace the opposition. This will ensure you don't accidentally hurt your audience's emotions, will make them feel heard, and will help them feel better about trusting and believing in you. Then craft creative points in your favor. Okay, in your favor. Begin by, you know, this paragraph is so important. Yeah. Begin, you know, I'm so tired and I should go to sleep. Begin by addressing any opposing viewpoints. Don't bash the other side. Bash. Don't bash. Means... for example, disrupt. Yeah, something like that. Don't disrupt and opposing. Okay. Don't bash the other side. Be respectful, simply stating the facts of what others believe. Next, be respectful, simply stating the facts of what others believe. Yeah. Next, use words such as although or however to transition into your counter argument. Transition means change slowly, changing slowly. Yeah. Passing or crossing. Okay. Showing listeners why your side is more correct. In practice, this might sound like... Many people think getting a master's degree is essential to achieve success in this field. However, I have successfully scaled my business, although I only have a bachelor's degree. Being empathetic. Empathetic. What does it mean? Empathetic. Being empathetic instead of combative will go a long way in winning your audience over to your side. Okay. I copied this paragraph and I pasted it here. Begin by addressing any opposition viewpoints. Don't pressure the other side. Be respectful. Okay. Great. Let's move on. Number 6. Okay. Connect with the audience. When you give a speech, it's essential to get your audience's attention from the get-go and connect with them. And connect with them however you can. A persuasive speech is no different. Use examples and stories your audience would understand. If you're a manager speaking to an audience of other managers, share stories from the workplace that only a manager would truly get. Storytelling is a tried and true way to make sure people are listening. Tried way and true way. Okay. Storytelling is a tried and true way to make sure people are listening. Using personal stories, your audience can relate to will keep them more engaged. Okay. And they'll be able to see their own lives and stories in the points you're trying to make. Other ways to connect with your audience might include using visual aids, making a joke, if appropriate, or mentioning something about the setting around you. Okay. You know, number six says, step six says connect with the audience. Okay. Use examples and stories. Tried and true way to make sure people are listening. Use personal stories. Okay, connect with the audience. Yeah, this is also important. Connect with the audience. One of my teachers did just like this. Yeah. Okay, copy and paste. If appropriate, or mentioning something about the setting around you. And number seven, is speak with confidence. If you are new to public speaking, you may not feel as if you know how to speak with confidence. But believing in yourself and your points is absolutely essential to help you persuade your audience over the hump. How can I tell this to you? Bump. You know, bump. Maybe you know what the bump means. Okay, bump. Bump means something that is higher than the surface. Okay, in the streets. We say to this bump. But this is hump. 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 Yeah. You know, the bump of the camel. Okay. Camels have a hump. Okay. Something that is, that has been rising. Okay. Yeah. Or that has rise. I don't know. Something like that. You know, I'm sleepy. I want to sleep. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, if you aren't feeling very confident, it's okay to fake it until you make it. Speak more confidently by visualizing your speech before getting in front of your audience. Walk through your speech in your head and imagine your audience giving you a round of applause. Some people aren't sure where to look once they get on stage. For a larger crowd, look over the crowd's eye line. If your audience is smaller, you can make direct eye contact with people, use positive body language, and dress appropriately to boost your confidence. Finally, the best way to speak with the confidence is to practice. Give your speech in the mirror, ask a friend to listen, or video yourself speaking so you can watch it back. Over time, you will become more confident and be better able to persuade an audience. Okay, finished. The important steps are identify the motivations, establish credibility, address objections, and connect with the audience. Yeah. Write an effective persuasive speech. The idea of getting up in front of an audience and winning them over to your point of view may seem stressful, but by following the 7 steps, you will be able to write and deliver a speech that will successfully persuade your audience to do whatever you want them to do. And after you've done it once, you'll be able to create and give a strong persuasive speech again and again and again. Looking for more ways to become a better public speaker? Use my list of 44 ways to improve your public speaking skills to help. Okay, and you will find 9 techniques to help overcome your fear of public speaking, tips to create a speech that will captivate and inspire your audience, and information on how you can transform your public speaking into a profitable career. Click here to download my ultimate list of public speaking tips and get a start today. Download. Okay, let me enter my email. This article by the grace of God finished. Yeah, let me close some apps that I opened them. Okay, right now I'm entering my email to send me the ebook that is about 44 tips to improve your next speech. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Okay, guys, I'm done. And that's our goal. And this episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening. And goodbye until the next episode and article. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now.